Casting Crowns, their latest is called One Step Away. 737 on 100.9 KXOJ. Hello.
Hello, this is Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Hello, Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm thinking, is Mac Powell there too?
Miracles, we're on together. All right.
I'm Stephen here in Franklin, Tennessee. I'm doing great right now. I'm loving being on tour, but I think Mac would agree with me. We love when we get to have those few days at home as well, so we're doing real good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm here right outside of Atlanta, and you know, it's kind of it's one of those things. When you're on the road, you want to be at home, and when you're at home, you want to be on the road. And so we're good wherever we are. Life is great.
Well, we're super excited to see you this Sunday night in Bartlesville at the Bartlesville Community Center.
The whole idea of the way that you guys are performing together is just so exciting. People are we've had contests this week of mashing your songs together. We've been calling it the Stephen Curtis Chapman Third Day Mashup.
And I always say smash instead of mash.
Yeah, and people are really, really excited. They always get it. And so we're just happy you're coming to Bartlesville in the Tulsa area on Sunday.
Well, we're excited. You guys are always so good to us when we come in the area. And this tour is truly a special thing. It's something that we've been thinking about for a few years now, 3 or 4 years. I remember sitting in the back of the bus with Stephen one night, and we've never been on tour together. We've done shows together and festivals together, but never done an official tour. And so we talked about, okay, one day when we do a tour, let's do something different. Let's not do the normal, okay, somebody comes out and opens up, and then another band or artist comes out and plays, and then you might do one or two songs at the end. Let's do the whole night together. And it is a special thing. And with our schedules, you have no idea this is ever going to happen again. Of course, we hope that it does.
True.
You just never know. And so it's so much fun having Stephen play Third Day songs with us, and us to be his backup band on his songs, and just sharing the stage all night together.
Well, how do you decide which songs to do?
When we started, we both were saying, and all the guys in Third Day, you know, we were already starting to go, oh, we got to do this song. It's like, hey, if this works out, guys, you know, y'all got to play this song and your Third Day song, and I want to do that. And then they're going, we got to play Great Adventure. We got to play Lord of the Dance. We got to play, you know, listen off the songs. And so we came in with, I think, about 48 songs that we had to do.
It's a long concert.
And you're talking about a mashup. It's like the whole night would be, you know, one big mashup of all of our songs together. And so we basically ended up writing all those songs down on like little index cards and put them on the floor. I think there was actually a picture, wasn't there, Mac? Somebody took the last kind of trying to figure it out. And we thought about just sticking them all on the wall and throwing a dart, like blindfolding and throwing darts at them.
Hey, that's a good idea.
There it is. But it was crazy. But we finally did get it narrowed down, and it's been so fun. I mean, the thing for me, you know, and the guys, the Third Day guys especially, you know, Mark and David, you know, the band guys were kind of going, man, like, your songs have a lot of chords in them, you know? Mac doesn't write songs with quite as many chords.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they were kind of nervous about that. Like, I hope we can really pull these songs off to the degree that you're used to having them played. And what I've loved is just, it really feels like Third Day, just a great rock and roll band playing my songs with me. And it's just kind of this, they just feel different and really cool and really unique, but really great. And then, you know, I'm playing along on Third Day songs, trying not to mess them up, and so far they haven't fired me, so I must be doing all right, I guess.
Mac, he just said you were cool, dude.
Oh, man, I hope you are recording this, right?
Yeah.
We've got it.
Yeah. Jeremy Camp in concert in Muskogee later this fall in October. Find out all about it at KXOJ.com. There he is with his latest song called Christ in Me on KXOJ.
We do have a heat advisory in effect, and hopefully this will be the last one. That's what we are hoping for. Our high is 96, but tomorrow our high is only 85 as that cold front comes in. Right now it is 80 with Dave and Katie.
Our privilege to have Stephen Curtis Chapman on the line with us and Mac Powell from Third Day in concert at the Bartlesville Community Center this coming Sunday night. You guys have been at this a long time.
Maybe not as long as Stephen, but not too far off. We talk in the night that next year, is it this year or next year, Steve, that his first record, it'll be 30 years, is that right?
That's 30, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then this year, we celebrate our first record coming out 20 years ago.
Wow.
So he's been around a few more years than us, but there's something about, you know, the years together of songs. And what I love about Steven, and I say this in concert, is that he's not just playing a bunch of old songs. He's playing a bunch of great new songs as well. And so it's old songs and new songs and everything in between. And what I, you know, as I was saying, Steven is still making great, great quality music. He has a new album out called Worship and Believe, and it's one of the best records I think he's ever made.
Wow.
And so that's really inspiring to me to go, man, you know, the there's still a chance to continue to make great music when you've been in this industry for a long time and still make music that's encouraging people.
Well, if you put your two careers together, you know how they do with some things, like we have 50 years combined experience.
That's right.
There's a poster, and I forget the exact numbers, but it's something like, goodness, 30 number one songs or something like that. What is it?
Well, I think, yeah, it was up there. I mean, it's like 80.
It's a lot.
It's 80.
80 number one songs.
Yeah,
80.
I think
75 of those are yours.
Yeah.
If you just did all your number one songs, it'd be like a whole week tour.
Okay, here it is. I found the poster just so we can be, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it literally, I don't know who writes this stuff, so it's probably all bogus, but it says 80 number one singles. So somebody said it, so I'm going to it. I'm saying, there you go.
It's kind
of
like,
got it from Wikipedia. It's true.
Yeah, it's on Wikipedia. Is exactly what I was going to say. You know,
Fact.
It's got to be true.
Yeah.
We saw on Twitter how much fun you guys were having on the bus.
Somebody didn't tell me they were going to post that.
Yep.
Don't you love that?
Yep. You were doing Imperials, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I was doing that for a closed room. It was a private concert.
I'm sorry.
Me and Scotty Wilbank trying to educate.
I didn't do it.
Katie.
Mac Powell did not know Trumpeted Jesus by the Imperial.
No,
and I
did not.
I was deeply hurt. I was offended, really. and so I felt like it was my responsibility to not just tell him about it or play it for him, but to give him a full appreciation for the impact.
I mean, the dance moves and the dance moves and the trumpet playing and all that stuff. I got an education, and so did a few thousand of our closest friends on Instagram and Twitter.
It was fun to watch.
Part I didn't know I was signing on.
Oh, man. 100.9 KXOJ, 807 on the phone with Steven Curtis Chapman and Mac Powell of Third Day. Did you guys hear, you know, you're going to be here on Sunday on the 14th. A couple days later, KXOJ is actually moving.
Enough. Oh, wow.
You heard about that,
moving,
yeah.
Yes, I think I did. You're moving to a new frequency, right?
Yeah, we're moving down the dial from 100.9 to 94.1. We're going, guys, from 19,000 watts to 100,000 watts, the most allowed by law.
Wow, that's amazing. I thought you meant you were moving, like, facilities and buildings, and you were asking if we had a truck to borrow and could help you move.
No, you can relax.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you guys very soon. And what I was excited about with our move is that many more thousands of people, I mean, literally thousands and thousands more people are going to get to hear your music.
Congratulations to you guys. That's awesome.
Big time stuff. That's really, really great. Very excited for you guys.
I have to know whether you, Steven Curtis Chapman, are the chocolate or the peanut butter. You know, you and Mac Powell and Third Day together kind of go together like a Reese's peanut butter cup and that whole thing.
It's
so
perfect.
Yeah.
It's the perfect candy. That's a good question. I would say that man.
He can't decide.
I don't know. I kind of love the peanut butter, so I'm going to choose that Third Day's the peanut butter and Steven, you know, not everybody loves peanut butter, but everybody loves chocolate. So everybody loves Steven Curtis Chapman, so he's going to be the chocolate.
And he's so sweet.
And he's so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I'm good either way. I'm good with it. I'll take the chocolate.
Well, there's a handful of shows, and we're honored that you chose us have one of your shows here.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have always been so great to us when we're in that area, and the fans come out and support us, and so we're really excited. It's going to be, I don't say this in every interview, I really do feel like this is going to be the one of the best shows of the whole tour, so we're excited about it.
Katie, what we should do now? We should play one of those mashups.
Let's do it. Which one?
Oh, do it.
Well, so right now people can call. Actually, they should text, shouldn't they? Since our studio is under renovation.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting remodeled.
Text us at 918-512-1009 and say, I heard the smash-up. Is it mash-up or smash-up?
It's mash-up, Dave.
Ah, I did it again. I just heard the smash-up or mash-up?
Mash-up.
And you will win.
Smash.
And that'll put you in the drawing. We'll give two tickets away, all right?
Do it right now.
Well, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it.
God bless you guys. Thanks for the support.
You're absolutely welcome.
Thank you.